We're doing Rambam, Igeret Hashmad, the Rambam's letter about what a Jew must do when he is being threatened to convert or die. Igeret Hashmad, v'chasher ha'iti. We're continuing on page Mem Tet, et ha'davar hazeh ha'mafli. And when I saw this extraordinary thing that a Torah Jew can say things that are completely wrong about how we should behave in these times, asher hu choli ha'inayim, I said to myself, this can cause one's eyes to pop out. I said, I'll create a bomb, I'll create a cure for what this guy has done. So I want to create a cure for this guy's false teachings. So I'm going to divide what I'm saying, says the Rambam, into five sections. I want to discuss the different mitzvot we have when there's a forced conversion going on. That's going to be topic number one. A Jew has to recognize what mitzvot he's faced with under duress. Hamina sheni. The second topic we will discuss is the Rambam, Mikvul Chilul Hashem Va'onsho. Is the topic of Chilul Hashem. We know that we're commanded not to desecrate Hashem's name and the punishment for that. So where does that fall into all this? Topic number three, Hamina shlishi. I want to discuss the people who are killed over the sanctification of God's name and the people who are forced to convert during a time of forced conversion. The fourth topic, I want to discuss this specific forced conversion and how to deal with this specific challenge we have now, says the Rambam. Hamina chamishi. And the fifth topic I want to discuss, I want to give advice how a person will be able to escape the current decrees against us, and may God annul this decree swiftly. So now let's discuss topic number one. And this is, the Rambam has just given us a class in didactics. If you want to teach, begin by saying where you're headed. You want to give a long speech? Tell the people we are going to cover A, B, C, D, E, and F. Now let's begin. A. So the Rambam gave us a reference. Here's where we're headed. Point number one. B'chalukei ha-mitzvot, b'shat ha-ones l'shlosha klalim. So within the heading, the Rambam is going to give us three subheadings. Our topic is which mitzvot, what commandments does one have at a time of forced conversion? Well, this breaks up into three things. Number one. Mitzvot, what are the commandments? And here we have Avodah Zarah, we're not allowed to worship idols. Kilu Arayot, we're not allowed to have illicit relationships. Shfichut Amim and murder. Hadin Behemu, about these three commandments, we have the following rule. Shekozman Yashianis Alachat Mem, if they try to force a person to do one of them, bow to an idol, or have an illicit relationship, or murder, so it doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter where, we are prohibited from doing this. And a person has to be willing to give up his life rather than do this. It doesn't matter what the circumstance is. You're a doctor, you're in the hospital, and your boss tells you, I don't want you to finish the operation. And you say, sir, if I don't finish the operation, the man will die. Says the Rambam, it doesn't matter if you're going to lose your job, it doesn't matter what the threat is, you have to adhere to this commandment, up to the point of giving up one's life. So we're not allowed to kill, even if it means we have to pay with our own lives, we're not allowed to kill. Omnam umri b'chol zman, but when I say it doesn't matter at what time, b'tzoni lomar b'em shat shmad u'ven shelo b'shat shmad, I mean whether they're trying to force you to give up on your religion or not, you're still, it doesn't matter what their intent is, you're not allowed to kill. Even if their intent is something else. The omri b'chol makom, and when I say it doesn't matter where you are, ritzoni lomar, my intention is, ben b'tzina ben mefaresia, it doesn't matter if it's in private or in public. When I say regardless of in what manner, we will see that there's a distinction between scenarios where they're trying to break the Jewish people to get us to say, okay, we won't keep the Torah, and then our responsibility is to stand up to every little fight. Every fight becomes a major fight because they're trying to break us. So then we'll see if their intention is, let me get the Jews to transgress even on a small thing. If they tell us, we want every Jew on Shabbos to turn on a light. But we know their goal is in the long run that the Jewish people will break and cave in, and eventually they'll get us to turn on all of the mitzvot, then we're not allowed to turn on the light. Even if they say it's punishable by the death penalty, we have to stand up to it, because we know it's a fight for everything. So that's where the Rambam says, these three mitzvot, it doesn't matter whether they're trying to fight us on everything, or it's just this secluded instance where they say, just do this now and everything will be all right. It doesn't matter. We're not allowed to transgress these three mitzvot, even if all these factors are irrelevant. It's not public. It's not a time that they're trying to get us to renege on our religion, and it's not a global effort to get us to turn on the Torah. Nonetheless, Yarik Val Yavor, a Jew is responsible to say, I'm ready to give up my life. I'm not doing this. Ushar mitzvot kulan milvad ele ha-shalosh. But what about every other mitzvah? Im anaso alehin ones. What if they're trying to force you to do it? So then we start going into details. If they tell a Jew, I want you to eat non-kosher, I'll kill you. So here we start going into details. When do I have to give up my life and when not? We know these three mitzvot, it doesn't matter what the circumstance is, I'm responsible to stand up for these three mitzvot. Every other mitzvah, that's where we start discussing details. And that's where we'll pick up, Bezrat Hashem, on Thursday.